Argra shook their hands quickly, but only to be polite. He was edgy and talked very fast. Look, I don't know how or why I'm in the middle of this, you understand? It makes me very nervous. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Aaron Lake, a man I believe will be elected and make a great president. I suppose I can then get my brother out of prison. But anyway, I've never met Mr. Lake. Some of his people approached me about a week ago and asked me to get involved in a very secret and delicate matter. That's why I'm here. It's a favor, okay? I don't know everything, you understand? The sentences were clipped and rapid. He talked with his hands and his mouth, and he couldn't be still. The brethren offered no response. None was really expected. Two hidden cameras captured the scene and sent it immediately to Langley, where Teddy, York, and DeVille watched it on a wide screen in the bunker. The ex-judges, now ex-inmates, looked like freshly released POWs, dazed and subdued, still in uniform, still in disbelief. They sat close together, watching Agent Leiter give a splendid performance. Okay, look, the first thing is the money, Argro barked. $2 million each. Where do you want it? It was not the sort of question they'd had much experience with. What are the options? Asked Spicer. You have to wire it somewhere, Argro snapped back. How about London? Yarber asked. We'd like the money, all of it, all $6 million, to be wired at one time to one account to a bank in London. Which bank? Can you help us with the details? Yarber asked. I'm told we can do anything you want. I'll have to make a few calls. Why don't you go to your rooms, take a shower, change clothes, give me 15 minutes. We don't have any clothes, Beach said. There are some things in your rooms. Chap led them down the hall and gave them their keys. Spicer stretched out on his king-sized bed and stared at the ceiling. Beach stood in the window of his room and looked north. For miles along the beach, the blue water gently rolling onto the white sand. Children played near their mothers. Couples strolled hand in hand. A fishing boat inched along on the horizon. Free at last, he said to himself. Free at last. Yarber took a long, hot shower. Complete privacy. No time limit. Plenty of soap. Thick towels. Someone had placed a selection of toiletries on the vanity. Deodorant, shaving cream, razors, toothpaste, toothbrush, floss. He took his time, then changed into a pair of Bermuda shorts, sandals, and a white t-shirt. 20 minutes later, they reconvened in Argro's suite, and they brought with them their collection of files wrapped neatly in a pillowcase. Argro was just as anxious as before. There's a large bank in London called Metropolitan Trust. We can send the money there, then you can do with it whatever you want. That's fine, Yarber said. The account will be in my name only. Argro looked at Beach and Spicer, and they nodded their approval. Very well. I assume you have a plan of some sort?
We do, Spicer said. Mr. Yarber here will leave for London this afternoon, and when he gets there, he'll go to the bank and take care of the money. If all goes well, then we'll leave soon afterward.
Argro handed two sheets of paper to Finn. I need your signature to start the wire and open the account. Yarber scribbled his name. Spicer was holding the pillowcase. He sort of waved it at Argro and said,
Here are the files.
Right, just throw them on the sofa.